It's an internationally unrecognised border to a country that doesn't officially exist. The checkpoint between Moldova and its breakaway region of Transnistria is busy, much more so than usual. A wave of unexplained attacks in the sliver of land between Moldova to the west and Ukraine to the east mean lengthy checks going in and out. Locals can pass without special permission, journalists can't. People are nervous to speak, confused about what's happening. The war in Ukraine's only 15 kilometers away.
It's horrible what's happening in Ukraine. We lived through war in the 1990s. War only means one thing, bloodshed.
On Monday, there was an apparent rocket attack on Transnistria's security service building in the regional capital, Tiraspol. The next day, two Soviet-era radio masts were destroyed. And on Wednesday, Transnistrian officials said shots were fired from Ukraine into the region close to a Russian arms depot. Ukraine calls the attacks false flag operations, a pretext for Russia to mobilize troops in the region, raising concerns that this could become a new front in the war in Ukraine. Moscow denies it has its sights set on Transnistria.
We strongly condemn attempts to drag Transnistria into what's happening in Ukraine, and we can hear some of the sensationalist claims about preparations by Russian peacekeepers, Tiraspol airstrip and Transnistrian conscripts for some hostile actions.
It's believed there are around 1,500 Russian troops, so-called peacekeepers, permanently stationed in Transnistria. They've been there ever since the war between Russian-backed separatists and Moldovan authorities in the early 1990s. The region also has a modest military, several thousand strong. On the one side of this thin border, Moldova, a country with EU aspirations. On the other, a country not recognised anywhere internationally, that still uses the Soviet hammer and sickle on its national flag. Earlier in the week, the Moldovan president, Maia Sandu, said unnamed forces inside Transnistria were in favour of war. The country's neutral under its constitution, but it does have strong ties with the EU and NATO without being a member of either. The war next door in Ukraine suddenly feels much closer. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, the Vinnytsia Crossing, Moldova.